This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to providing excellent customer experiences and leading-edge products to service its farmer-owned member cooperatives and retailers. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, most farmers know that potash is a key source of potassium that helps crops grow stronger and healthier, but few have seen where it actually comes from. I had the chance to visit Nutrien's Allen Potash Mine near Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, to learn how the essential nutrient begins deep underground, as a rock. We'll find out more next.
Growmark has been committed to delivering the products you need from people you trust since 1927. As an agricultural cooperative serving almost 400,000 customers across North America, Growmark provides agronomy, energy, facility engineering, and construction, along with logistics products and services, coupled with grain marketing and risk management opportunities. Whether you are a member of the Growmark system or a wholesale customer, you can count on Growmark to provide an exceptional experience with each and every transaction. Visit Growmark.
Leading our group through the tunnels of the mine was Zoe Bellanger, Mine Operations General Foreman, and she helped explain what we were looking at and how potash forms.
So potash, this is the rock that we are mining underground here. The rock name is potash. The mineral that we want out of it is sylvite.
About one-third of the rock is sylvite. That's the part that holds the potassium valuable to agriculture, while the rest is mostly salt and a little clay. Those materials are removed during processing, leaving the potassium-rich fertilizer that farmers rely on.
That makes up about a third of the rock is what we're after, right? That's the potassium. Sylvite has the potassium in it. Then the other two-thirds is salt, halite, just like table salts that you would have on your table. And then there is a bit of clay particles in here as well. They make up about 5 to 10% depending on the sample. So a whole range of different clays, kaolinite, dolomite. We call these references like insolubles in the mill process. They'll probably talk to you more about how they get those parts out and keep the part that we want. So you've seen the big tailings pile on the way in here. You know, that's majority just table salt with a bit of these insoluble clay minerals in it.
She explained how this started hundreds of millions of years ago when salty seas covered what is now Saskatchewan.
How this came to be in Saskatchewan is that it was a salty sea, similar to like the Red Sea, deposited 380 million years roughly. You know, some people reference it as being like 400 million years. So this is well before the dinosaurs. And Saskatchewan at that time, plate tectonic modeling has shown us that Saskatchewan was actually roughly where Peru is today when this was deposited, and then plate tectonic shifted up here. So you can think that you paid a little trip to Peru here in Saskatchewan. So it's a bit hard on the brain to think about how that all happened, but you know, came here and then the salty sea deposited our potash deposit here, which is the largest in the world.
These modern potash deposits were discovered much more recently during oil and gas drilling in the 30s and the 40s, and that changed everything.
So they found this in Saskatchewan in roughly the 40s, maybe like the 30s. I might be a little bit off on that. We'll wiki it when we get up. They were searching for oil and gas, and then they came across this rock type here in Saskatchewan, tested it, found out it had potassium in it. They used to get potassium by burning down forests, collecting the ashes, boil that, you know, off and evaporate, get the potassium that they were after. It then got the name potash as the rock name in honor of how they used to get potassium before finding this rock type.
Mining the rock has definitely proven to be far more sustainable than the old practice of burning those trees. You can learn much more about potash and even see me mine a rock that is on our story featured at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.